When the Lord created everything we know of as creation, He imparted His attributes into those things, which says to me that the heart of the Lord is discoverable in all things on this planet and of the universe. In His heart they were all conceived, implemented, and made sure in their place. And sure, sin has corrupted creation and possibly cloaked things, but that doesn't mean the Lord's attributes are not findable if we'll look for Him. The goodness of God cuts through sin like a knife. It is the Lord's heart that we would know Him and He would be known. When Jesus came, God gave us His face for the first time. He got eye to eye with the object of His affection. Everything He has done has been for our benefit. The sun, the moon, the stars, and all the canopy of heaven over the earth, which we call the sky, it is for our benefit. The very first letter of Genesis is about God's house and the family, and the word for stars ends with a reference to His house and family. From the beginning to the end, the heart of God is about His people. Ancient scholars considered the sky to be like the palms of God over us, like a cap. Friends, He seeks our heart more than gold and incense. On a more technical side, stars is a simple word, but is created from two other words, one which paints a picture of rolling or heaping up, and the other the sense of blazing. When they are put together, it brings to mind the idea of rolling fire, or a star. The heavens are like the closed palms of God which hold the beauty, and when the stars twinkle and sparkle, they are like the open palms of God releasing the flashes of His treasures. Stars are a blaze of glory in the night sky, and if we look to His heart deeply, the gleaming glory in the infinite, deep, dark blue of the night sky uncovers His face. If we look for Him, He will find us. When the moon and stars are bright after the sun has done its work, the heavenly lights are a brilliant, shining sea where living wonders find their footing. My eyes see star after star, some steady, others slowly pulse, holding their ground as our perspective changes on a turning earth. The same hands that hold those stars in their exact place stretched out on a cross to take your place because He knows your worth. Jesus died for your sins and rose from the dead that you would have life and have it more abundantly. Amos 5, verse 8. He who made the Pleiades and Orion and turns deep darkness into the morning and darkens the day into night, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the surface of the earth, the Lord is His name. Pleiades is a cluster of stars to our scientific minds, but the Hebrew paints a picture of the heaped-up rolling blaze in the palms of God connected to waves of purposeful grace, and Orion is the palms of God leaning on His authority over creation. Orion, you know, is the burly one.